I Wonder, Mind-Freeing Encounters with God, by Nathan Ossing. Narrated by Jay Ossing, with introduction narrated by Nathan Ossing.
To my dad, who opened the door to religious questions, to Linda, who has shared these questions with me, to my children, who were curious enough to read my sermons online after they left the house, and to all those who have honestly opened up to me with their questions during my ministry. Introduction. Not wonder? The original ending of Mark's gospel has disturbed faithful Christians for centuries. Jesus does not even make an appearance in Mark's Easter story. All we have is hearsay evidence from an unnamed source who nobody knows that Jesus has risen from the dead. Mark's gospel ends with this sentence: "So they went out and fled from the tomb. Terror and amazement had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid." End of story. That ending bothers Christians because it does not conclude with the requisite ringing profession of unwavering faith. I have heard many attempts to explain this unsatisfactory ending to the very first of the Gospels, but it was not until I pondered three separate experiences of confirmation students that it finally made sense to me. I will never forget our oldest child coming home from confirmation class and relating what happened in class that day. He described how during their second year of instruction, they were going over some doctrine that most of them had heard so many times they could have repeated it along with the pastor, assuming they could stay awake. One of them suddenly bolted upright in his seat at something the pastor had just said. His eyes wild with amazement and confusion, he blurted out, "Wait a minute, you mean Jesus was God's son?" At first, the class thought he was putting them on. How could you go through church and spend all that time in confirmation without hearing this? But he turned out to be 100% sincere. Somehow he had missed all the spoiler alerts in this well-worn tale, and he was absolutely blown away. Now we can laugh at the kid's ignorance, or shake our heads in despair over why he had not heard this bit of doctrine, but his reaction was right out of Mark's gospel story. It was as genuine a reaction in our day and age as I have ever heard to the Easter message, a story of love that is too astounding to comprehend. He did not say he believed it. He did not say he didn't believe it. Like the folks in Mark's gospel, he had not gotten that far yet. He simply sat in utter jaw-dropping wonder, so stunned that all he could say was, "Whoa." Compare that to a story I heard about another confirmation student, a boy who kept asking questions in class such as, "Where do the dinosaurs fit in with Genesis?" The questions made those around him uncomfortable. After one of his queries, another student scolded him, "You're not supposed to wonder about things like that." To which the kid replied, "Not wonder? How can I help but wonder?" As a third career intern pastor, I encountered an entire class of students with his curiosity, only with attitude. Their stifled sense of wonder had turned to outright cynicism that dismayed their parents, pastors, and teachers. They challenged everything the church taught and dismissed most of it. No one knew what to do with this bunch, and they certainly were not going to inflict them on an intern. But one evening, due to scheduling conflicts, I was assigned to fill in for an evening with this class. Amid a lot of belligerent and rude behavior, they began firing questions, challenges, and accusations at me so furiously and from so many angles I felt like a goalie on a bad hockey team. By grace or good fortune, the intended victim of their attack was a kindred spirit. I have always been the kid who could not help but wonder. Like Jacob of the Old Testament, I have often found myself wrestling with God, trying to make sense of the faith in which I have been raised. I throw everything I have at God, doubt, despair, questions. Through these encounters, my faith has grown deeper. The more I wrestle with God, the better I come to know God. In short, I was somewhat sympathetic to what I was hearing from these kids. Unlike a class that grudgingly yet dutifully puts in their time so they can get confirmed and please their parents or grandparents, these kids were real. They dared to pose questions that would get them closer to the truth, and rejected answers that did not really answer their questions. To their surprise, I applauded them and told them that those who never test their faith never know if any of it is true or not.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?